This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hi there, welcome along to this podcast, and it's time to pick up our artist's equipment right now. Get the easel out, get the paintbrush out, and maybe a bit of sculpture as well, as we head over to the Jamil Arts Centre to find out exactly what they've got on throughout the holy month of Ramadan. Do enjoy the podcast and join me on the show each and every weeknight, 8 through 10, here on Dubai Eye 103.8. Well, welcome back into the show, and we're going to get very artistic right now. Pick up our paintbrushes and head over to the Jamil Arts Centre. We've always got something wonderful happening in the holy month of Ramadan. And to tell us all about it, we have Ruba Al-Sweel, who's the communications manager at Art Jamil. Ruba, great to have you on our show once again, and always an exciting time, the holy month of Ramadan, and you've got lots going on. So tell me what's happening this year.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me. It's definitely a very eventful month. So Ramadan Nights at Jamil Arts Center is an annual celebration, totally free and open to all ages and backgrounds. During these nights, we offer hands-on workshops, film screenings, meditation and reflection sessions. There are many new eateries opening, opportunities to also view art exhibitions, and much, much more. So it's open through midnight to accommodate, of course, our shifting nocturnal Ramadan schedule. Right. And every year it sort of takes on a different thematic. And for this year, we've decided to sort of slow down, if you will, and consider what it's like to sort of take a step back from the busyness of everyday life. And so it's titled Ramadan Nights of Shared Traditions. And this it focuses on two very festive Saturday nights. One was last weekend, and the other one is coming up actually this Saturday, March 23rd. And throughout the entire programming across the two nights, we ask ourselves a very fundamental question that really shapes the sort of workshops that we put together. And the question is, how can we really step back and assess the modern world, and how can we explore creative ways to embody and embrace the present moment?
Yeah, I mean, and it really applies to Dubai, doesn't it? Because we're such a fast-paced city, you know, everyone is on the go, everyone's meeting deadlines and meetings, and you know, I mean, it really is a city where sometimes perhaps we do need to take a step back, and what better time than the holy month of Ramadan?
Totally. And there are many workshops that aid in providing that. So we have plenty running through the night, and many are thought up with creative practitioners from the community. So there are drop-in activities with Rashid Al-Mheri. He's a former Art Jamil Youth Assembly member. So these activities offer hands-on making experiences that sort of combine wellness and reflection with traditional craft making. Mm-hmm. So they include workshops that are inspired by oral folklore and rituals of storytelling. We really encourage participants to contribute by writing or illustrating scenes that are inspired by family stories or ancient proverbs. There's also what we call the happiness map, which really encourages participants to sort of craft mood boards for their future achievements. Also, there's what we call the tasting fragrance station. It's a sensory station with a twist, if you will. So it's inspired by aromatic ingredients. And here we ask participants to playfully explore flavors that are also scents. And of course, the yearly crowd favorite stargazing activity is back with Dubai Astronomy Group on the Jamil roof terrace. Beautiful views. Mm-hmm. And then there's also, of course, the traditional henna application with modern designs. There's storytelling circles at the Jamil Library. There's, again, making workshops like traditional buhur. There's zine making workshops for adults, and also workshops to create all natural skin products, and also out by the Jadaf Sculpture Park, there's a sound healing meditation session. And of course, lastly, there's a series of art talks that engage various members of the community. And there's really, something for everyone.
It sounds it. Yeah, there's lots of different workshops on offer there. And I'm sure very exciting. Now, tell me about Farm to Fork at Ramadan Nights. This is something that's caught my eye. I'm guessing it's some very fresh, beautiful food for our Ramadan Nights. Tell me more about that.
Absolutely. So this is Table. It's the museum restaurant at Jameel Art Center.
Yeah.
So it's also open late through the night with a revised menu to accommodate night visitors. So this Ramadan, it will offer its very popular breakfast and lunch menu, but throughout the day. So Table, for those who don't know, is an artisan seasonal dining concept at the museum.
Mm-hmm.
It overlooks the spectacular creek views of the Dubai Jadaf waterfront area. And it offers an eco-conscious menu with fresh and seasonal produce.
Great. That sounds wonderful. Now, I mean, the workshops that you were talking about before, Ruba, do we need to register for these, or can we just show up and get involved? Just tell me a bit more about that.
Yeah, sure. So entry to the Jameel and the workshops are totally free and open to all.
Yeah.
We just ask visitors to please register to attend via the website. So that's jameelartcenter.org. And please note that workshops are on a first-come, first-served basis. So yes, please do be on time.
Okay, so lots to look forward to then in the holy month of Ramadan. Once that concludes, what's going to be in store at the Jameel Arts Centre for the rest of the year?
Yeah, there's, I would say, much awaiting us after Ramadan. So it's really as good a time as ever to slow down right now. I encourage people to really keep an eye out for all the public programs that will be accompanying the exhibitions we currently have on view. So particularly the recently opened solo exhibition by Dubai's beloved artist Vikram Deviche. It's on the ground floor. This is the artist's first institutional survey exhibition, and it includes everything from site-specific works, installations, videos, photography and drawings, and much more. Additionally, on the first floor, we have a group exhibition that will come to an end actually in April, so I encourage everyone to visit before then, titled it's Guest Relations, and it brings together over 20 artists, and it really kind of emerges from and responds to Dubai as a city. So it looks at the tourism industry. So a very, very relevant thematic to both visitors and those who, call Dubai home.
And of course, your location in a part of town that's very close to me. Just describe where you're located if people want to come and visit you.
Yes, of course. It's the Jadaf area. We're very close to the Mohammed bin Rashid Library that recently opened.
Yeah.
Where it's very simple to also, track us on social media. We're quite active on socials and we engage with our followers. So if you don't already follow us, you can find us on Instagram under at Jameel Art Center.
Fantastic. Well, Ruba, thank you so much for joining us on the show. I don't know about stepping back. It sounds like you're very, very busy over at the Jameel Arts Centre, welcoming your visitors throughout the holy month of Ramadan. We wish you well, and thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8, the UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.